The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Well, good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you from the road. We're up here in Natchez Valley getting ready to take on the Lady Rangers. Lady Hawks, College Place Lady Hawks at 2-0. Going to take on the Natchez Valley Lady Rangers also at 2-0. And both teams starting league play. I'm pretty sure Natchez Valley's not played it yet. That's right. This is going to be the first of a long series of league games for us, and it's the one day we're on the road. We're going to spend the bulk of the rest of the time between here and Christmas back at home. We're here, what is this, about 2.5 hours from home. And like I said, both teams undefeated, looking to get their first win, and somebody's going to be going home with their first loss. After we take this break, we'll take a look at the Lady Hawks' victory against McLaughlin last week and briefly review the score as they went to Riverside and took on Boardman. We'll take a look at Natchez Valley's record up to this point and briefly take a look at what the standings looked like last year to see if they give us some indication of what we might be facing tonight against the Lady Rangers. And then we'll also take a look at the scoreboard from last week, and of course we'll have a starting lineup to open tip off and all the action here as you're the Lady Hawks here up on the road in Natchez Valley on our rainy Tuesday night. Getting ready to take on the Lady Rangers in SCAC East League action. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live up here in Natchez Valley, and you can hear the Ranger Band. This is definitely one of those strong, very brass heavy, a lot of drums in the Natchez Valley Band, and they do a good job of revving things up here in the Natchez Valley. Lady Hawks at 2-0. They won last, I believe, Saturday at home against Riverside, 48-34, and then they opened the season last Wednesday at home hosting McLaughlin of Milton Freewater, and that game was a blowout. It was the most dominating college place win I have seen either from the boys or girls in all the years that I've covered college place athletics. Lady Hawks blowing out Mack High 65-6. Lady Hawks outscoring Mack High 17-1 in the first, 28-3 in the second, and even pitched a shutout in the fourth quarter, beating them 12-0. And this is more or less the same team Lady Hawks had faced the year before and only beat them 30-17. So Lady Hawks much more efficient on offense and stifling on defense. In fairness, Mack High had lost their strongest player 2 weeks prior to a car accident, so they were certainly playing shorthanded. On the other hand, the Lady Hawks were shorthanded and continue to be shorthanded in that we don't have the services of our senior redheaded point guard, Lou Weaver. She is recuperating a knee injury that she suffered last summer. She is upright and has missed the brace, but in talking to Kenneth James, our AD, says that Lou pretty much is still rehabbing pretty aggressively. She has to move forward and backwards. She has to be very, very careful with lateral movement right now in rehabbing that knee injury, so we will be missing her tonight. But as mentioned, Lady Hawks 2-0. And in that victory against Mack High, they were led by the pace by 15 points of Charlie Amick, as well as 10 points from Patuke and Duran, and everybody was involved. We put 9 players on the court, and everybody scored. One of the other challenges we're facing this evening is we now are going to have 8 players out there tonight, as I do not see Rahima Duran out there either. And Rahima against Mack High had 8 points. 4 in the first half, 4 in the second half, so her scoring will be missed, whereas Natchez Valley is putting 10 women out there. But one of the advantages we do have is this is a very young team. They have 2 juniors, and other than that, they're just putting out a series of sophomores and freshmen, so perhaps our experience may tell. We're going to take another break, and then we'll briefly take a look at other action in the SCAC this week, and of course, we'll have the starting lineups. The opening tip-off and all the action here is the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Natchez Valley Rangers up here in the Natchez Valley. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back here live at Natchez Valley. Undefeated Lady Hawks taking on the undefeated Rangers. And let's take a look how the Rangers got here. They opened up play. I had that. It wasn't Tuesday. It wasn't Wednesday. There it is. Last Thursday, Natchez Valley hosted longtime 1A Terror Warden and beat Warden 59-41. I can say that score doesn't necessarily indicate much, as that Warden is down from their dominant years. And then on Saturday, Natchez Valley also hosted 2B Mapton. I beg your pardon. And they just got past the Vikings 45-42. So Natchez Valley scoring and winning against these 2B teams, but perhaps not dominating them. They may not be necessarily as strong as they were last year, when I believe they finished third in league. It's something like 14-4. So Natchez Valley, I think, graduated a lot of strong seniors. Where again, the Lady Hawks, as I mentioned, they just blew out Mack High 65-6, and then also beat Riverside on Saturday at home. Now we're going to take a break while we honor the flag, and then we'll be back with starting lineups, the SCAC scoreboard from this week, and of course we'll have the opening tip-off and all the action as the Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Lady Rangers up here in Natchez Valley. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So back here live at Natchez Valley, having heard the band do the Star Spangled Banner, and I got to credit Natchez Valley. They have a very brass-heavy band, and having heard a number of small school bands over the last 15, 20 years, Natchez Valley, that's about top five. That they did. They requited themselves well. Still say that the choir that College Place put out there on the floor against McLaughlin last week was better. That was absolutely superior. So they're introducing the folks that are sitting on the bench, and before they get to starting lineups, let's very briefly take a look at other action in the SCAC last week. On Tuesday, Prosser beat Zilla 72-54. Kai B beat Riverview 63-39. Tri-Cities Prep beat Waluk 56-32. And Royal beat Chelan 51-31. On Thursday, Connell beat Othello in Othello 46-32. As mentioned earlier, Natchez Valley hosted and beat Warden 59-41. Wapato beat Mapton 75-46. And Kiona Benton beat Medical Lake up in the Spokane Valley 53-35. On Friday, White Swan beat Waluk 53-35. Connell destroyed the Highland Scotties 56-3. Zilla beat Grandview 63-47. And Tybee beat Mapton 65-40. Saturday, league action opened with Wapato beating up Waluk 75-20 up in Mattawa. And then Natchez Valley, as mentioned, beat Mapton by 3. And College Place beat Riverside at home 48-34. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First for the host, Matthews Valley Rangers, are going to start a 5'5" sophomore. Number 3, Emma Maria Mendoza, a 5'3" junior. Number 11, Mia Staggs, a 5'4" junior. Number 14, Finley Honkinen, a 5'3" sophomore. Number 23, Brooke Kopta. And finally, rounding things out, the numbers will be a 5'9" sophomore. Number 44, MK St. Martin. And again, this is a very underclass heavy team for Natchez Valley. For head coach Julie Hill, who's starting five, she's going to start the 5'6" senior. Number 1, Charlie Amick, had a great shooting game against Mack High, and we could use that from her again. The point guard, the quarterback, will be the 5'5" senior. Number 2, Bertukin Durand. And then starting down on the post will be the 5'8" junior. Number 3, Ayala Bryant. 5'6" senior, and number 10, Ellie Andrews. And then finally running things out, be the 5'7" sophomore, number 21, Emma Niemeyer. And taking a look at the starting five, Niemeyer had 8 points against Mack High. Ellie Andrews also had 8 points. Tukin Durand had 10 points. And she had 2 bombs from downtown against that Mack High team. The Lady Hawks sank 8 3-pointers, and they don't have a whole lot of height against with Natchez Valley, so we'll see how well they rotate out. Again, the challenges were somewhat shorthanded. We have a grand total of 8 women on the bench. So rotations are going to be somewhat limited, and conditioning would certainly factor with the small number of girls we have out there. So both teams in their final huddles. We're now road blacks with orange trim, and Natchez Valley coming out on their home whites with yellow trim. The Lady Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit here at the scorer's table. And Bryant is stepping in against MK St. Martin. Right? Do I have? Is that? That is St. Martin? Yes, it is. So Bryant the junior. Isn't Ayala a junior? I believe that's correct. Yep, the junior Stan Ayala knocks it in the backcourt to Bertukin, who then has it stolen by number 3, who then drives down. That was Emeria Mendoza. Goes into the key, tries to lay it up, no good, but she earns a trip to the charity stripe. Okay, so that foul is going to be on Bertukin Duran. That'll be her first personal, and Emeria Mendoza will go to the line for 2. Mendoza, 5-foot sophomore, manages to sink the first. Beg your pardon. 1-0 Natchez Valley. Hopefully my voice won't betray me. I went to a state football championship on Saturday and cheered my team on to victory, but also wrecked my voice as Mendoza hits the second, making it 2-0 Rangers, and they are going to press as Ayala tries to bring it up court and says he's stolen by Mia Staggs. Bounce pass down to Emeria Mendoza, and she hits the 2. Quickly, it's 4-0. Lady Hawks could be vulnerable to the press as Bertukin managed to gather it in, feeds back to Ayala. Up court to Ellie Andrews, then goes up, almost has a stolen. Ellie gathers it back in, so feed to Ayala Bryant at the center circle. Now feed to Bertukin. So we get the ball up the court, down to Emma Niemeyer, top of the key. Bounce out to Bertukin. She'll pull up for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. MK St. Martin will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Mendoza. Mendoza coming up the right wing. Cross court down to, that is Emma Sloan. No, that's not right. Yeah, that was 23. That was Brooke Kopta who's able to lay it up and in. And Natchez Valley now up to a 4-0 lead. As she ended up getting fouled by Bertukin Durand. That is her second personal. So Kopta to the line for the and one and manages to rattle that home. 3-for-3, and quickly, Grayson Tan is going to check in for Bertukin Durand, who quicks up 2 pick fouls. So Bryant takes the inbound, feeds to Andrews. Andrews goes up court ahead of everybody to Charlie Amick. Bounce pass down to Grayson Tan, who ends up losing it out of bounds. That's a great idea by Charlie. Grayson could not quite handle it. So Hawks get a look, but unable to finish, and they will press the inbound as Emery Mendoza has it in the corner. Drives down the right wing, slices past 2. Now she's going to feed down. It has it stolen by Ellie Andrews, but she can't quite hang on to it. Loses out of bounds. Ranger basketball with 22 on the shot clock, and Finley Honkinen will take it out baseline. Honkinen
out to that. I don't know who that was. She ends up launching a three. That was Mia Staggs for three. And it's 8-0. As Grayson Tawn has the ball at center circle. So hand up to Bryant. Now cross to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Top of the key to Emma Niemeyer. Down to Grayson Tawn. Reverse lay-in. Great looking shot. Doesn't quite drop. And they're going to say the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by College Place. I'll tell you what. We're doing not too bad in breaking the press. We simply have to stop the Natchez Valley offense as we end up getting a turnover. And Charlie Amick has a 2-on-1 fast break. And she's going to drive in and bank it home. Charlie Amick gets the goose egg off the board. 9-2 Natchez Valley as Emery Mendoza goes up to Stagg. Stagg driving into the key. Bounce pass down to St. Martin. She'll kick it back out to Mendoza. Mendoza will pull back out with Grayson Tawn coming out on her. Mendoza on the left wing to Stags. Stags to Charlie Amick on her. Bounce pass to in the corner. I can't see it. Long three ends up being no good. Tip rebound's going to be out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bryant for College Place. So it'll be Ranger basketball. And Tawn Keenan will take it out baseline. And now she's running out of time. Gives it to Stags on the left wing. Now kick out to Mendoza at center circle. Mendoza to Stags on the left wing with Andrews coming out on her. Now she'll dribble to the top. Now give on the right to Kopta. Kopta, she'll now dribble into the top. Kicks back out to Tawn Keenan. Tawn Keenan to the right to Stags. Deep on the right wing. In the corner to MK State Martin. Wants to drive baseline. Lost the dribble. Goes on the deck. Ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Bryant. 8 seconds on the shot clock. So Tawn Keenan will take it out baseline for the Rangers. Tawn Keenan gives on the right wing to Mendoza. She'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Tawn comes down with the rebound, ends up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump. No! She managed to scoop it, gets it to Bryant. Goes up court to Amick. Then has the ball poked away by Mendoza. Pulls back up, kicks out to Bryant. Off the top of the arc for three. That's an air ball. Dang, she had a great look at it too, but she just didn't quite put enough leg into it. 5:26 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 9-2 to Natchez Valley. On the road, Tawn Keenan will take it out baseline. With the Lady Hawks pressing. Gets it, once it gets it into Stags, poked out of bounds by Grayson Tawn. So now far sideline, Tawn Keenan will try again for Natchez Valley. Tawn Keenan now goes up to NK St. Martin. St. Martin will dribble up and goes past Niemeyer, drives into the key, slams Grayson Tawn to the deck, no call. Rebound, she gets her own rebound, feeds to Stags on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Bryant comes down with the rebound. Then St. Martin steals it and steps on the baseline. So it'll be Lady Hawk basketball. So Bryant will take it out baseline with that press continuing. Lady Hawks had trouble with the first two possessions. Since then, they've done better. And just as I said, that Stags steals the inbounds. Feeds to Kopta, fakes the three, drives into the key, goes up, and we got to jump. No, we got to travel. Charlie Amick ties her up, and we got to travel. It's going to be Lady Hawk basketball. So Bryant will try again. Gives to Niemeyer. Now up to Grayson Tawn, who then gets tied up by Tawn Keenan, and we got a jump ball with a possession of favoring the Lady Hawks. We're going to have a timeout. Julie Hill wants 30 seconds, and we'll take a timeout. With 5:02 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail the Rangers up here in Natchez Valley, 9-2. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
5:02 to go here in the first. Lady Hawks trail 9-2 in park as we're having trouble solving the backcourt press. As Ellie Andrews takes the inbound, she'll feed up to Grayson Tawn. Now the backup court to Andrews has it stolen by. I'm totally screened by the ref. It was MK St. Martin who then drives down the right lane, and they're going to say she got fouled by Grayson Tawn coming down. So Grayson will pick up her first personal, and MK St. Martin will go to the line for two. The Lady Rangers are 3-for-3 so far. St. Martin, no points thus far. one dribble and double checks her footing and puts it off the back rim. No good. Lady Ducks struggled against Natchez Valley last year, and despite the age of the Lady Rangers, their defense is making life difficult for us as St. Martin, a dribble, and she keeps checking her footing and then puts it up, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. And Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll go to Bryant, now up court to Andrews, who quickly will take it across the timeline, feeds down low to Amick, tries to drive the baseline, kicks back out to Andrews. She'll then drive in. Nope, kicks back out to Amick in the corner. She wants to drive baseline. Nope. That has to go up top to Niemeyer. Now to Andrews. Andrews with Han Keenan coming out on her. Feeds to Tan. Has it stolen by St. Martin. Are we going to have a foul or a jump ball? Nope, we're going to have a jump ball. Possession now favoring the Rangers. Natchez Valley getting their hands in on the ball tonight as Bryant will press. It's Han Keenan. Can't get it to Mendoza. Then she does. Then kicks up to Staggs. Staggs coming down the right wing. Bounce pass down to St. Martin, who's waiting on the low block and lays it up and in. 11-2 Natchez Valley, 4:18 to go in the first. Niemeyer to Bryant, up court to Andrews. Comes up court, manages to get through the defense, puts up a high arcing shot off the back rim. No, that was a good-looking shot, though. Hassan Keenan then comes up with a 3-on-1 fast break, feeds to Mendoza. Her shot is too strong. Tip rebound brought down by Han Keenan to Staggs from 16. Swirls in and out, no good. And Bryant steals the rebound from St. Martin. She has the ball in the backcourt, has the ball tipped. Han's going to gather it in, feed to Andrews, kick in the corner to Amick in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Han comes down with the rebound and then gets slammed to the turf. And we're going to have a loose ball foul on Natchez Valley. Yeah, that foul is going to be on MK St. Martin. That's her first. Checking in for the Rangers will be a 5'3 sophomore, number 12, Emery Rowe, and St. Martin will go to the bench. And Brian will take it out baseline. Getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray. And they're going to let Ray come in as well, and she'll spell Grayson Tan, who got slammed at the deck. But I'll tell you what, Grayson Tan's tough, tough player. Bounce pass to Carly Ray, kicks out to Amick in the corner. Down to Ayala Bryant, wants to cross court and has the ball booted out of bounds, I believe off of Brooke Kopta. It's 25 seconds on the shot clock. Bryant, nope, now Andrews going to take it out baseline. Ellie feeds in the corner to Bryant. Now at the top to Niemeyer. Niemeyer back in the corner to Andrews. She'll step back for three. Look good. It's off the back of the rim. No good. And Han Keenan was boxing out for the rebound. Tipped ball ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Natchez Valley. That's a frankly bad call, but I will take it. And there's a particular rough on the court for Yakima Valley that is... I've seen this particular ref call multiple games, and this ref is doing a bad job again, as is this ref's tendency. As Bryant wanted to go up court, has it tipped. But Bryant will gather it back in, then goes up court to Amick. She wanted to go across, has the ball tipped out of bounds off of Mendoza. And Natchez Valley getting their hands in the passing lanes. As Amick will take it out sideline, feeding to Andrews, to Ray, to Niemeyer in the right corner. Emma, a couple of dribbles, drives up to the key to Amick with Kopta coming out on her. Wants to dribble down, feeds to Andrews. Andrews on the right wing, 16 on the shot clock. Now feeding, now getting a double team. Now getting harassed, and we got a jump ball. And again, Natchez Valley getting their hands on the ball and in the passing lane. So the possession now favors the Lady Hawks with 11 seconds on the shot clock. Bryant will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Andrews. Ellie with Han Keenan on her. They're going to call a moving pick. They called a moving pick on Carly Ray. And that was that not-so-stellar rough calling that, but I got to say, that not-so-stellar rough, I think, had that call correct. Ray picks up her first personal, and Mendoza will bring it up the court. Gives on the right wing to Staggs. Quickly swing to Kopta in the corner, wanting to spin down. Now feeds to Han Keenan for an air ball. Nothing but net, but it was on the wrong side of the rim. Sorry, that was Emery Rowe with that shot. I beg your pardon. As Andrews wants to go to Niemeyer, it's going to be stolen by Rowe. Rowe dribble into the corner. And, oh, Ayla Brand harassed her into a travel. So two quick turnovers, one for each team, and Lee College plays basketball on the far sideline. Brian will take it out there. Ayla. So give close to Ellie Andrews, who's Mendoza coming out on her. Andrews. We're going to call a reaching foul on Emma Mendoza. Interesting. We'll take that. And Ellie Andrews will now take it out right in front of us. She'll feed to Bryant in the backcourt, and Mendoza's got this pained look on her face. As Bryant will take it across the timeline and feed in the corner to Andrews. Bounce pass to Niemeyer, backing down against Han Keenan. Now running out of time. She's got to get rid of the ball. Bounces to Bryant in the key. Ends up going on the deck. Going to be picked up by Ray. Feeds out to Amick for three on the left wing. Oh, Charlie Amick with a three. And it's 11-5 Natchez Valley. And then we got a blocking foul coming up the court on Charlie Amick. And I gotta keep forgetting that's a. We've got a sponsor for those threes, and I'm gonna have to pick that up after the break. As let's see, Annie. No, that's not right. That is Mia Staggs is going to the line for two, having been fouled by Charlie Amick, who picks up her first personal. Staggs with the three puts that off the back of the rim. No good. The Rangers were 3 for 3 from the line. Now they're 0 for their last three. Lady Hawks trail 11-5 with 1:57 to go in the first. Staggs, one dribble quickly, sinks that one, making it 12-5. As the press continues, as Niemeyer feeds to Andrews, back to Bryant. Bryant now up court to Carly Ray, who ended up losing the ball to the Natchez Valley bench. And it'll be later Ranger basketball. As Han Keenan inbounds to Maria Mendoza. Mendoza walking it up on the left wing to Rowe. Rowe dribbling to the top, feeds back to Staggs. Right wing, Emaria Mendoza. Down low to Kupta, who banks it home from about 8 feet. Kupta gets her second bucket of the game. And then wanted to come up the court, wanted to get the ball to Niemeyer. Instead, they're going to call a foul on Mia Staggs. That'll be her first personal. 1:28 to go, Lady Hawks. Ellie Andrews again will take it out right in front of me. Feeds to Ayala Bryant. Quickly comes across the timeline. Now pulls back out. Now feeds at the top of the key to Carly Ray. Ray. Now she'll take a couple dribbles. Now wants to go back. Dribbles it off her foot. Goes on the deck. Gets it. Feeds to Amick. She then drives baseline. Puts up. Man, that's a tough shot. Almost had a drop. And instead the rebound in Maria Mendoza, who then feeds Kupta in transition. And can't get the shot off as Charlie Amick came down. And the pitter-patter of little feet made Cup to hurry it. And scramble for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off Natchez Valley. Hustling Charlie Amick prevents an easy transition bucket. As Bryant inbounds to Andrews. Up court to Niemeyer. Oh, man, she had Carly Ray but didn't see it. And then she wanted to feed Charlie Amick and gets it booted out of bounds by Mia Staggs. The Natchez Valley Lady Rangers keep getting their hands in the passing lanes as Ayala Bryant will take it out far sideline. And now we have a timeout as MK St. Martin is going to check back in, and Han Keenan will go to the bench for the rest of the first quarter. 55 seconds to go in that quarter. As Andrews, with Rowe on her, feeds to Ray at the top of the key. Ray backing down against MK St. Martin, feeds to Niemeyer, drives into the key, lost it off of her foot. It's going to be picked up by Rowe. Picked up then by Staggs, goes up court to Emery Mendoza, who gets the transition bucket. Mendoza with her second bucket of the quarter. And then they step in the passing lane, steal it. Staggs ends up driving down. Her shot is no good. And Niemeyer will come down with the bucket and have the ball poked out of bounds by Emery Mendoza, who shakes her head again. She's real quick with her hands, but she gets called with the foul and loses it out of bounds. It's like this is going to happen at times. As Bryant will inbound to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, nope, had it stolen by Staggs. Feeds to Rowe, drives left lane and lays it up and in. Emery Rowe making it 18-5. And then Niemeyer loses the ball in transition. Stolen by Staggs, feeds Mendoza, goes into the key and manages to lay it in over Ayala Bryant. Suddenly fast break buckets and the wheels coming off as the Lady Hawks had been managing. Now with 2 seconds to go, Bryant's going to come up and the first quarter will come to an end, and it's pretty much all Rangers. 20-5 Natchez Valley after one. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Natchez Valley Coach Levante Allen is going to put the freshman guard Carson Denny out there to start the second quarter. And Bertukin Duran will also come back out as Rowe has the ball on the right wing to Mendoza. On the left wing to Denny. She launches a three and banks it home from the left wing. Carson Denny, the freshman. Hits the Edward Jones three. And Durand feeds to Amick, now to Ray at the top of the key, now to Ayala Bryan, who's going to play quarterback. She's playing low against Mack High, but she's playing point guard here to Durand on the right wing. With Denny on her, feeds to driving Amick, drives down against Mendoza. The right lane shot is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Amick. Again, that bank shot ends up being no good, and this time Denny's going to come down with the rebound. The freshman will hand off to Mendoza. Mendoza on the right wing to Rowe. Rowe with Ray coming out on her. Now to Denny. Denny on the left wing to Mendoza. Now down low to Kopita. Backs down against Isla Bryan. Her shot is no good. Rowe, however, will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Mendoza. Mendoza drives into the key. Feeds MK St. Martin. Puts a shot up over Niemeyer. That shot is no good. And scramble for the rebound. We got another jump ball. Possession our favorite in College Place. As Han Keenan will check back in. And Kopita now will go to the bench. So substitutions, and Natchez Valley has a deeper bench, although they're backing off the press for the second quarter as Durand will take it up uncontested. Bertukin on the left wing to Amick, who pulls up for three. Swirls in and out, no good. MK St. Martin with the rebound. She'll feed to Mendoza. Mendoza will bring it up. Lady Hawks trail 24-5. 24? It should be 23-5. I'm not quite sure how they got 24 out of that. As shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound goes on the deck, and we got a jump ball. Yep, with St. Martin tying up with Bertukin Durand. They're saying it was 21-5? I don't know. I had 20-5. They had a four-point play from Carson Denny, which is not possible, as Han Keenan gets it out to Mendoza. Bounce pass to Rowe. Drives baseline. Feeds to St. Martin, who then drives down the right lane and banks it home. Making it 20. Yeah, they're making 26-5. I don't know where that extra point came from, but we'll simply go with it. As Durand will give on the right wing to Ayala Bryant. Bryant now to Niemeyer at the top of the key. She now drives in, goes down the left lane, makes her own offense. Emma Niemeyer with her first bucket of the game, making 26-7. Do that again, Emma, as Mendoza, with this perpetually worried look on her face, comes up. Feeds to Rowe, deep on the right wing. And also feed to Denny, almost the center circle. Denny swinging around to Mendoza on the left wing, down low. And they're going to call Emery Mendoza with a travel. As Bryant will take it out in front of her bench. Ayala. Inbounds to Bertukin, and Durand will walk it up. Duran now scooting to the left, kicks off to Niemeyer, drives top of the key, bounce pass over to Bryant, swing around to Andrews, drives into the key. Gets tied up by Mendoza, and we got another jump ball. And they get into those passing lanes. As Amaryllis Mendoza and Mia Staggs will check in, as Rowe and I did not see who will go to the bench. Duran will take it out baseline for the Hawks. with 17 on the shot clock. 5:27 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 26-7. Goes long to Bryant at the top of the key. Backing down to get Durand. Won't take the three in the right corner. It was open. Swings around to Andrews. Andrews with Denny coming out on her. Down low to Carly Ray. Carly Ray thinks about going through the double team. Instead goes to Durand. Three on the shot clock. And turn the ball over. It's going to be Han Keenan with a 2-on-1 fast break. Turns around, feeds Amarillis Mendoza. He then feeds back to Han Keenan. Her shot is too strong as Bryant comes down with the rebound. And they're going to say she got pushed coming down with it. I think the foul is going to be on Denny. No, they're saying that foul's on Han Keenan. And that'll be her first personal. So Bryant will inbound to Durand. And the Hawks, having solved the press, which harassed us in the first quarter, because there is no press, as Staggs comes out on Durand, feeds to Ray at the top of the arc. Ray handing off to Andrews. Ellie, oh, she had an open lane, instead launches a three. It ends up being off the backboard, no good. And Denny will come down with the rebound. She'll be back to Staggs. And Staggs will bring it up. Staggs to Amarillis Mendoza on the right wing. And they're going to call, they're going to call offensive foul away from the ball. And they're going to call that on Mia Staggs. That'll be her second personal. So Bryant will inbound to Durand. 26-7 Natchez Valley. 4:35 to go in the first. Sorry, first half. There we go. Wasn't that bad. As Durand hands off to Niemeyer. She'll then hand back off to Andrews. Andrews with Amarillis Mendoza coming out on her. Dribbles down, drives into the key, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Amarillis Mendoza. That'll be her first personal. So Durand will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. But again, the Lady Hawks trailing. Are they going to go sideline? They're going to go sideline. So far sideline goes, Patukin. And Lady Hawks trailing 26-7. With Staggs in her face, she feeds to Niemeyer. Swings out to get it. Now to Carly Ray. Carly Ray dribbling in all. Lost the handle on her dribble, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Yet Carly Ray just flat-out lost that off of her thigh. As Han Keenan will inbound to Amarillis Mendoza. And the freshman Mendoza will bring it up. Charlie Amick getting ready to check in for College Place. Staggs to Denny, Jason Tan getting ready to check in as well. To Mendoza. Mendoza coming back out of center circle to Han Keenan. Deep on the left wing. Han Keenan dribbling to the top. On the left wing, Staggs wants to drive in. And she managed to get a nice shot off, but ends up being no good. Denny, however, come down the rebound. She turned around, feed back to Staggs. Launches a three from the corner. Mia Staggs with her second Edward Jones three of the game, making it 29-7 as Ellie Andrews launches a long three. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Ray. Her scoop shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound going to be brought down by Han Keenan. Han Keenan will hand off to Amarillis Mendoza. Almost lost it out of bounds. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout in Natchez Valley. With 3:23 to go in the first. And Lady Hawks trailing 29-7. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
3:23 to go in the half, and the Lady Hawks trail Natchez Valley up here in Land of the Rangers, 29-7. Lady Hawks letting the Rangers get some pickoffs and get their hands on the ball and in the passing lane as Staggs feeds to Amarillis Mendoza on the left wing to Denny. Wants to drive in, kick back out to Mendoza. Now to Staggs, wants to drive into the key. She'll kick back out to Han Keenan for a long two. From the left corner, long rebound tracked down by Amarillis Mendoza. Mendoza to Kuptiz, checked back in. Then feed to Han Keenan. They're going to say there's a foul on the floor. She wanted to back down and drive in, but instead, and they're going to say a foul on Grayson Tom. That'll be her second personal. She and Durand are both riding with two fouls. Emery Rowe and Emery Mendoza to check back in as Denny and Amarillis Mendoza will go to the bench. So Han Keenan will take it up baseline for Natchez Valley. Goes long to Staggs. Then in the corner, back to Han Keenan. She wants to drive in. Lost a handle on the dribble. Gathers it back in and her call travel. Yeah. Lady Hawks harassing Han Keenan into a turnover. And Brian will inbound to Durand. Happily, the Lady Hawks not facing a press here in the second quarter, but we're still behind by 22. And, almost great give and go to Grayson Tan. Instead, the ball ends up being traced down by Amory Rose. She's going to come down the left wing. Now bounce past the cup. Goes in. Gets tied up. Yeah, gets tied up by Charlie Amick. We got a jump ball. That's heads-up play by Charlie. Possession still favors Natchez Valley, but Amick stopped the fast break. Well done. Han Keenan will take it out baseline. Now bounce pass down low by Koepka. Shot is no good, but she gets her own offensive rebound and put back. And Koepka gets her third bucket of the game, making it 31-7, Natchez Valley. Durand handing off to Niemeyer. Still then dribbled to the top. Wanted to go over to Amick. Instead, tipped by Emery Rowland. Stolen coming up left wing. As Charlie Amick comes up behind her and pokes it out. Stolen by Bertuk and Durand. So we got a steal and another steal as Amick will come up against Emaria Mendoza. She wants to drive baseline, then gets tied up. Somehow we don't have a foul called, and Emery will pick up a ball that was stripped as Mendoza then goes up court to Koepka. Bank shot is no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Mia Staggs. It'll be Lady Hawk basketball. As Brian will inbound to Durand. You better believe the Hawks going to walk it up. We are shorthanded. We only got eight players out there. As we really played seven of them. Oh, wanted to give down low to Tan, who ends up going on the deck, and Rowe once again will pick up the loose ball, but then she throws the ball away trying to feed Koepka in transition. Oh, and you know who else we're missing? Do we not have... Do we not have Annie Watson available? I guess not. Or did Watson just came in? There we go. Because I hadn't seen Annie Watson out there, but she just checked in for her first action of the game. As Durand will bring it up. She'll feed to Amick on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. As Rowe will sky for the rebound, boxing out Norton. As then Koepka gets the ball in transition, can't make the shot fall, and Durand brings up the loose ball rebound. She'll feed to Niemeyer, who will bring it up. Emma, now still maintaining her dribble, stops, feeds to Tan at the top of the key. Nope, sorry, that's Charlie Amick. My mistake. And she wanted to feed to Norton, does manage to get it, hands off to Ellie Andrews, wants to drive in, and then we're going to call a reaching foul, I believe, on Mia Staggs. Yep. That'll be Staggs. That's Staggs' third personal, so Amaryllis Mendoza will check in for her. Staggs will go to the bench, so I got Mendoza sisters out there now for Natchez Valley. Zelly Andrews will take it up baseline with a fresh 30 with under a minute to go. Hawks trail 31-7 here towards the end of the first half. Long outlet to Norton, who then feeds to Niemeyer for a long three. Scramble for the rebound. Nobody wants it. Finally, Han Keenan is going to chase it down. She'll feed to Rowe. Now up to Amaryllis. Nope, sorry, that's Emma Maria. As Emma Maria Mendoza wants to drive into the key. Kick back out to Han Keenan. Drives baseline. Shot ends up being no good. Tip rebound. Who wants it? Going to be brought down by Niemeyer. Feeds to Amick in transition. Comes down the right wing. 25 seconds to go. Gets a shot off the side of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes up and gets fouled. Charlie Amick in transition. Draws the foul. She'll be going to the line. And that foul's on Carson Denny? Oh, she did check in. All right, so Denny picks up her first personal. Charlie Amick will go to the line for the first time for us this evening, and she puts the first off the back of the rim. No good. 31-7, Natchez Valley. 21 seconds to go here in the first half as Amick hunkers and fires the second and switches that. 32. I don't know about the scoreboard. It should be 32-8. They didn't put anything on the board. Okay, yeah, they've got issues. As God, we got a give and go as Emery Mendoza scores a quick two. 7 seconds to go, and Ellie Andrews hands off to Durand for a top of the arc three off the back of the rim. No good. Denny will come down with the rebound, and finally we get that free throw covered, but the second quarter comes to an end, and it is still all Natchez Valley. At halftime, the Rangers 34, the Lady Hawks 8. We'll be back with a first half breakdown up here in Natchez Valley. When we return, you're listening to Lady Hawk basketball here from Natchez Valley on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here up in the Natchez Valley. And Lady Hawks, well, I'll tell you what, before I get to the score. As mentioned, both teams undefeated coming in here at 2-0 in their non-league play. Lady Hawks having dominated Mack High and then also beating Riverside of Boardman, Oregon. Whereas Natchez Valley had beaten 2B Warden and 2B Mapton. Now, in fairness, though they are lower classification teams, Warden has a long-time reputation of dominant play, although they have been down in recent years. And Mapton also very, very strong. And Natchez Valley beating both teams, not exactly blowing them out, but they are dominating the Lady Hawks here to 34-8 here at halftime. Story of the game. Well, really, it's a combination of the Lady Hawks having trouble managing the press, which we faced throughout the first quarter. We've done better in managing the press this year than we perhaps have in the past, but nevertheless, we were still struggling with some turnovers. But the other thing is Natchez Valley consistently getting into passing lanes and putting their hands on the ball, facilitating jump balls. And then in terms of the half-court offense, when the Lady Hawks are able to manage, they're unable to get any significant good looks down low. We had a couple on our first couple of possessions in the first quarter, but since then we've somewhat struggled. So we haven't been able to get the ball down low, and the rotations on the perimeter is such that we have trouble getting clear looks at threes. Here is your unofficial scoring summary. For the host, Natchez Valley Lady Rangers, Emery Rowe with 2 points. Carson Denny, the freshman, with 3 points. MK St. Martin with 4 points. Brooke Kupta and Mia Staggs, each with 7 points. And Emaria Mendoza, the sophomore point guard, leading all scorers on the court with 10 points. For the Lady Hawks, unfortunately, we just have two kids that have been contributing. Emma Niemeyer with 2 points. She got that in the second quarter, our lone field goal of the second quarter. And then Charlie Amick, leading all Lady Hawks scorers with 6 points. So if we want to play our way back into this game, and a 25-point deficit is difficult against the Rangers, but what we need to do is we need to consistently get going against that half-court press, which you're almost certainly going to be facing again in the third quarter, and we have got to move the ball somewhat more crisply so that Natchez Valley can't get their hands both in the passing lanes or get their hands on the ball. And then we need to find an offensive play that will work against this rather aggressively rotating Natchez Valley defense. We are struggling in that we're shorthanded. We don't have had Lou Weaver at all this year, and we're not looking to see her until probably next month at the earliest. Hopefully we will have her at some point this season. We're also missing the services of Rahima Duran, so really have only eight players. And Annie Watson only got on the court with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. So really we're rotating about seven girls out there, whereas Levante Allen in Natchez Valley, he's got 10 girls drawn, and he's rotating them all out there fairly consistently. So not only are we shorthanded and therefore subsequently getting tired as the game is going on, we're having difficulty solving that Natchez Valley defense. We need to do that in the second half if we want any chance of playing our way back into this game and staying undefeated, and more importantly, getting our first win in league play, as this is the first league game for both teams. And speaking of league play, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the scoreboard, both what has been going on this week as well as what's going last week, rather. What is going on this week as league play starts, I believe, for almost everybody. Although we did get one league game in last weekend. We'll talk about that after we take this break. We're at halftime up here in Natchez Valley, and the Lady Hawks are trailing the Lady Rangers 33-8. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Halftime here in Natchez Valley. Lady Hawks trail 33-8. Let's quickly go through the scoreboard from last week. Non-league play. Zilla lost to Prosser. Kybe beat Riverview. Tri-Cities Prep beat Waluk. And Royal beat Chelan. And mentioned college plays beat McLaughlin. Connell beat Othello. Natchez Valley beat Warden. Wapato beat Mapton. And Kybe beat Medical Lake up in Spokane area. White Swan beat Waluk. Lady Warriors still looking for the first win in years. Connell blew out Highland 56-3. Zilla beat Grandview. Kybe beat Mapton. And then in the league game on Saturday, Wapato beat Waluk in Mattawa 75-20. Natchez Valley beat Mapton. And again, College Place beat Riverside of Boardman 48-34. And then looking at this week, so tonight, College Place here at Natchez Valley. Kybe is at Waluk, and Connell is going to be at Wapato. Thursday, Riverside will be at Royal. That'll be a non-league game. Friday, College Place will come back home. They're going to host Wapato. Cashmere will be at Cunningham, and Natchez Valley will be at Kybee. And on Saturday, Cashmere will be at College Place. Zillow will be at Waluk. Wapato will host Kybee. Cunningham will be at Royal, and Highland will host Natchez Valley. Quickly in the standings, Wapato and Cunningham at 2-0, Kybee at 4-0, Natchez Valley at 2-0, Royal at 1-0, Zillow at 1-1, and again, College Place 2-0, and Waluk at 0-3. And we're going to go now as Duran, moving left to right, will feed to Niemeyer on the left wing to a driving Ellie Andrews, who lost the ball, going to be chased down by Charlie Amick. She then wants to drive in, gets past the defense, shot is too strong, gets her own rebound and puts it away. Charlie Amick. Third effort, making it 33-10 as Emma Maria Mendoza will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Kopta. Kopta will launch a three off the back of the rim, no good. Yeah, however, Con Keenan will come down with the rebound and then scramble for the rebound. Niemeyer gets shoved to the ground, knocked to the ground by MK St. Martin. No call. And they'll say it's College Place basketball as the ball went out of bounds on Natchez Valley. There is a referee on this particular crew that I have bone to pick with. This referee consistently calls miserable games. As Andrews has the ball in the corner and goes down low to Duran, quickly gets picked up by Mendoza, kicks back out to Amick, can't get the three off to Niemeyer, almost at center circle. 11 on the shot clock as Emery sets, goes on the right wing to Amick. Amick, 6 on the shot clock, down low to Andrews, as the ball gets tipped out of bounds, it'll be College Place basketball, 3 seconds on the shot clock. So Bryant will take it out baseline. And Bryant looking for some movement to Duran. You can't pass the ball around. Ball's tipped. And now we got a shot clock violation. As Amick picked up the loose ball, but we ran out of time. As Han Keenan will inbound to Mendoza with Isla Bryant sticking around in the backcourt. But Mendoza will bring it up, give on the right wing to Kopta. Kopta to Han Keenan at the top of the key. And he has the ball stripped by Bertuch and Duran. Just walked up behind her and flat out stole it. Theft. As Bryant will bring it up, give on the right wing to Amick with MK St. Martin quickly coming out on her. Goes down low to Niemeyer, can't get the shot off, and now feed back out to Amick for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Emma Niemeyer. So it'll be Natchez Valley basketball with Kopta, and the Lady Hawks going to press as they got Mendoza in the corner. Now she gets to Kopta, then goes up court to Han Keenan. Now wants to drive in. Now feed to Staggs, left wing Mendoza in the corner. Oh, she just hands the ball to Charlie Amick. So another turnover from Natchez Valley. Duran comes up court to Niemeyer, drives baseline. God, drove in. Yes, drives left baseline, lays it up and in, and got the foul. Emma Niemeyer with a bucket, and the and one. Having been fouled by Han Keenan. That is her second personal. So Niemeyer with her second bucket of the game, and a chance for the and one. And the Lady Hawks have a little bit of success here in third. Outscoring Natchez Valley early, 4-0. And Niemeyer trying to make it 5-0. Two quick dribbles and considers. Long arcing shot off the back of the rim, no good. And Staggs will come down with the rebound right about the free throw. And she wants to go all the way down. Instead, feeds to Kopta. She's waiting down low on the right block, and she lays it up and in. 35-12, Natchez Valley. As Durand will bring it up. And Natchez Valley not pressing here in the third quarter. Amick has the ball on the right wing. Feeds the tipped pass to Ayala Bryant at the top. Now on the left wing, Niemeyer. Niemeyer, I'm screened, wants to drive in, tipped pass to Durand, to Ellie Andrews on the left wing with MK St. Martin coming out on her. Andrews with three on the shot clock, got to get a shot off. Niemeyer gets one up from 18, and we get no rim. So we get another possession turnover, time clock violation, shot clock violation. As Bryant will lurk in, nope, the Hawks will press as Mendoza. That's Emma Maria, the sophomore. Her sister Amaryllis is on the bench. And doesn't know who to give the ball to. Now feeds to Staggs. Comes up court. Feeds to Rose. Checked in. Download MK St. Martin, who backed down against Emma Niemeyer. Banks it home and drew the foul. So Emma Niemeyer, sorry, MK St. Martin with the bucket. Emma Niemeyer picks up her first personal. And St. Martin will go to the line for the and one. 3 for 6 from the line are the Rangers as Carly Ray will check in and spell Emma Niemeyer. Niemeyer just riding with one foul. So now they finally give the ball to St. Martin. And she'll spin, spin, dribble, dribble, hunker, fire, and nothing but net. And one is good, making it 40-12. As Durand will bring it up. Gives on the left wing to Charlie Amick with Staggs coming out on her. You know, she's hanging the holding on the ball for an awful long time. Now feed to Andrews for a long three. That ends up being an air ball, and Kupto come down with a rebound. She'll feed to Mendoza. Quickly racing up the right wing. Bounce pass down to St. Martin, who's on the low block and is able to lay it up and in. And we're going to have a timeout. Julio wants to talk things over. The Lady Hawks trailing by 30, 42-12. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is 3 times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks outscored Natchez Valley 4-0 to start the second half, that have since given up a 7-0 run. And they trail by 30, 42-12. No press, as Brian will give to Bertukin Durand, the only Durand sister available today. Feed on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews with Rowe coming out on her. And dribbling. Now, oh, goes down low to Charlie Amick. Oh, goes right block and doesn't quite lay it in hard enough. But I'll tell you what, Carly Rowe muscles down the rebound, feeds to Durand, tries to go up and got fouled. That foul's either on St. Martin or Rowe. They're saying that's on Emaria Mendoza. Where was she? Oh, and they're saying, nope, that's right. Bertukin Duran's going to go to the line. Lady Hawks 1 for 3 so far this evening. Duran, no points, and still no points. She puts her first free throw off the back of the rim. No good, as Carson Denny, the freshman, will check in and spell Brooke Kupta. So the subs taken care of. They'll give the ball back to Durand. And Bertukin, a couple of dribbles, and the southpaw sinks that, baby. Bertukin Durand, first point of the game for her, 42-13. However, now she's Valley as Mendoza will bring it up with Durand coming out on her and being harassed towards center circle. Now dribbling around, Bertukin trying to grab it. Now Mendoza's going to drive into the key. Bounce pass going to be tipped on the ground, picked up by Carly Ray, who traveled. Yeah, I thought she took too many steps. Dang it. Actually had a two on one fast break going there, but Ray, who's not accustomed to bringing the ball up, turns the ball over, so Staggs will take it out in front of her bench. And she goes in the backcourt to Mendoza. And Mendoza wants to drive past Durand, drives then baseline, oh, down the right block and lays it up and in. And Maria Mendoza with her first bucket of the second half. 44-13, Natchez Valley. Bryant at the top of the key, feeds to Ray, who then puts up a shot off the rim and backboard. No good. St. Martin will come down with the rebound for the Rangers. And Mendoza will walk it up. Mendoza on the right wing to Denny. Denny dribbling to the top. Everyone left her alone. Drives into the key. Puts it up too strong. St. Martin will come down with the rebound. feeds it, and ends up being on the ground, loses it. It's going to be picked up by Durand, who will feed Bryant, who will lope up with it. Nyala pulls up her dribble. Now feeds on the left wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews, oh, down low to Bryant. Got behind everybody, lays it up and in. Nice little give and go there. Brought to you by Bertuch and Durand. Nyala Bryant with a give and go. Nice little play there. As Mendoza will bring it up, feeds to St. Martin at the top of the key. Oh, to a driving row, drives left block, lays it up, no good. But then, who was, I believe that was Staggs, who was able to get the offensive rebound and clean up. So Durand will bring it up, with the Lady Hawks trailing 46-13 to Ray at the top of the key with St. Martin on her. Has the ball tipped away, Ray will trace it back down. Now St. Martin steals it again, and she wants to go all the way. Bounce pass to Staggs, who lays it up and in. Turnover and fast break bucket. 48-15 as Andrews is on the right wing to Amick with Grace from Tong getting ready to check in for the Lady Hawks. Amick can't see what happened. Ball ends up going on the deck. Nobody wants it. We should. No! Ayala Bryant managed to get it and then feed it to Amick, who wasn't waiting for it. Ended up going off of her. Oh, no, we got a line change. We got Watson, Emma Niemeyer, and Grayson Tan all checking in. Sammy Watson out there for the second time as Kopta will now check in for Natchez Valley and Staggs will get a breather. So far sideline, Rowe will inbound to Mendoza. And that's Emma Maria for anyone keeping score. Her little sister Amaryllis is on the bench. Mendoza trying to drive past Niemeyer. Does manage to get a pass and flat out lost her dribble. She had the lane open, and then she lost her own dribble out of bounds. So another turnover. Rangers had more of them here in the second half. The Lady Hawks unable to capitalize. Bryant takes a pass from Durand on the right wing. Now wants to dribble in. Now pulls back out. She'll end up launching a three. That ends up being too long. And Mendoza will come down with the rebound. Now she'll pull up after having raced down the left wing. At center circle with Niemeyer coming out on her. And Mendoza in the corner to Rowe. Drives baseline, dribbles past Ayala Bryant. Shot is no good, and Bryant will come down with a rebound. She'll hand off to Durand. And Bertuchen will come up. Hand off to Watson. Watson dribbling down, lost the handle on the dribble, gathers it back in, feeds back out to Bertuchen, cross court to Bryant. Bryant running in to get it. Down low to Ton. Goes up against two. Shot is no good. But Niemeyer goes up and got fouled. So Niemeyer, with 4 points already, will go to the line for two more. And that foul's on Han Keenan. That is her third personal. So she and Staggs out there. While Staggs is on the bench. Niemeyer to the line for two. She's 0 for 1. Make that 1 for 2. So now Amaryllis Mendoza will check in, and I'm sure she's going to spell Han Keenan. So I got the Mendoza sisters out there. You have Emma Maria and Amaryllis. A lot of M's in that family. Now done with the subs, and we'll let Emma Niemeyer take the second off the back of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be chased down by Rose, who gets harassed into stepping on the baseline by Bertuch and Durand. Heads up play by Durand. But Natchez Valley will press the inbounds. So Durand feeding to Bryant. Up to Niemeyer. Niemeyer. Oh, sorry, that's not an inbound. Yeah, it wasn't full court press. Feeds to Ton. Wants to come down low. They're going to say she got fouled on the floor. And they're going to say that foul's on Brooke Kupta. That is her first personal. So Durand, there was no press on that. Durand with under 60 seconds to go will take it out baseline in third quarter. Down low to Ton, who went up. And went up and came down unable to get the shot off. They'll call a travel. Tell you what, the ref that I often complain about in this crew has only made one egregiously bad call. And that, frankly, was not one of them. That was a good call. As old Mendoza stutter steps, nice move, feeds to Amaryllis. Now she'll pull up from 15. That's off the side of the rim, no good. Who wants the rebound? It's going to be Rowe. Feeds back to Amaryllis for a left wing three. That's way too long. And then We've got Carson Denny coming down with a rebound, but I think they're going to say she pushed off. Nope. They're going to say the foul is on the Lady Hawks. That foul is going to be on Annie Watson. That'll be her first personal. So Emma Maria Mendoza. Nope, that's Amaryllis. We'll take it out baseline. Goes down low to Rowe. Kicks out to Emma Maria. Emma Maria to Denny. Denny with Watson out on her. Now to Amaryllis. Wants to drive into the key. Gets cut off by Watson, who lost her footing, but has to get back out to Emma Maria. She then reverses field and drives down the right block and lays it up and in. Emma Maria Mendoza now with 14 points. Watson has the ball on the right wing, tries to drive down the key, feed out to Niemeyer. Niemeyer has to hand back, and we're going to have a travel? Debatable. Debatable with 2.7 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the Lady Hawks trailing 50-16. They roll the ball out, and Maria Mendoza will now drive past Emma Niemeyer, put up a long three. Man, that was a good-looking shot. It was off the front of the rim. And the third quarter comes to an end, and it's been Natchez Valley from start to finish. After three, Lady Rangers 15, Lady Hawks 50-0, Lady Hawks 16. Back with the fourth, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Ranger coach Levante Allen putting his starting five out there. This despite the fact that Staggs and Han Keenan are out there riding with three fouls. Staggs has the ball in the corner. And the Lady Rangers leading. Sorry, it's 48-16. We had too many points on the board after three. Kopta to St. Martin in the corner. Now Kopta wants to drive into the key. Feeds to Staggs in the corner. Drives baseline. Puts it up from about 8 feet. Swirls in and out. No good. As who is that? Watson will come down with the rebound. Lady Hawks with their most competitive quarter, 14-8 in the third, as our shot ends up being no good, and Staggs will come down with the rebound. Mendoza will bring it up. Mendoza now cheating to the left, gives to Staggs deep on the right wing. Staggs back out to Mendoza. Now left corner, Kupta. Now down low to St. Martin. Wants to go down on the block. Oh, fed to, that is Han Keenan, who fades away from about 8 feet. And Han Keenan gets her first bucket of the game, making it now 50-16. As Andrews wanted to feed Duran. Ball gets tipped. Duran gathers it back in. Feeds to Niemeyer on the left wing. Now top of the key to Ton. Out to Bryant, who's going to reset with 12 on the shot clock. On the left wing, nope, going to be stolen by Mendoza. Comes down the right wing with Bryant in pursuit. Bounce pass down to Kopta, who loses the ball and ends up going out of bounds. I think last touch by Ella Bryant. Hostile play by the Lady Hawks as they had a 2-on-1 fast break, and they don't get a bucket out of it. As Ellie Andrews and Carly Ray will check in, as Emma Niemeyer and Ella Bryant will get breathers. As Han Keenan will take it out far sideline. With 25 on the shot clock. To Mendoza. Mendoza across to Staggs on the right wing. Now in the corner, right corner to Kopta. Kopta gets cut off by Carly Ray. Feeds back to Staggs. Staggs wants to drive in. Gets cut off by Duran. Feeds to Mendoza. She wants to drive in. Man, she traveled. Got away to Kopta in the corner for three off the side of the backboard. No good. How's that not out of bounds? He'll feed to Mendoza. Five on the shot clock. Goes down low. I can't see who's stolen by Watson. Goes up court to Grayson Ton. She then drives down. Double clutches going up. Has the ball stripped. Gathers it back in. Feeds to Duran. Now to Andrews. Heads up play. Tan and Watson driving that fast break. As Durand on the left wing. Oh, wanted to dribble in. Has it tipped and stolen by Staggs. Now is a 2-on-1 fast break. With Tan in pursuit, but nevertheless feeds Emaria Mendoza down the left lane, and she lays it up and in. Mendoza with 10, 16 points now. As Andrews will bring it up, and the Lady Hawks trailing 52-6. So Watson on the left wing. Watson wants to drive into the key. Gets cut off. Feeds to Ray. Ray lost her double team. Goes up and got fouled by St. Martin. Carly Ray heads up move to the bucket there. In fairness, looked like St. Martin got nothing but ball. But instead, she's going to pick up her second personal. And Carly Ray will go to the line for two. Lady Hawks 2-for-5 so far tonight. As Charlie Amick, now recharged, will check back in. And the redhead Ray, two quick dribbles. Man, nothing but net. Carly Ray, cool as a cucumber from the line, as Amick will spell Batuk and Durand. Ray, two quick dribbles, fires. Ho-ho! Carly Ray is 2-for-2. Let's hear it. As Mendoza will bring it up, and I got a Ranger checking in. I'm not sure who it is. To Kopka on the right wing. Kopka back to Mendoza at the top. Mendoza cheating back to Kopka on the right wing. Kopka cross court now to Skaggs, who then, wow, drives left lane and manages to sky it home. Staggs with her share of buckets as well. She's got 13 points. As Amick has the ball on the right wing. Charlie. Thinking about dribbling. Now drives in against Kopka. Goes up. Might have had the ball partially blocked. As St. Martin comes down with a loose ball rebound. To Kopka. To Staggs, who got behind everybody. And drives down the left lane. Lays it up and in. 56-18. Natchez Valley. 4:36 to go in the game. Andrews. Wanted to go to Tan. Has the ball slapped away. Amick comes up with a rebound. Feeds to Ray at the top of the key. Ray. Oh, fed the invisible girl. But Watson is there to clean it up. Feeds to Amick, who then pulls up for a long three. Heck, Warden Edward Jones bomb from Charlie Amick. NBA level three. Her second bomb of the game, but it's 56-21, Natchez Valley. As Mendoza drives left lane, might have been partially blocked by Carly Ray, but Mendoza gets her own rebound. She'll feed to Stagg, who will bring it back out. On the right wing to Kopka for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tipped rebound, going to be lost out of bounds by St. Martin. It'll be Lady Hawk basketball. Okay, that'll be Emery Rowe checking in, and St. Martin will go to the bench for Natchez Valley. The ref having a little bit of fun with our scoreboard operator as Andrews will bring it up. Feet on the right wing to Rachel Tan. Graceland to Ray at the top. Ray back to Tan. Now at the top. Now on the left wing to, that is Watson. Watson to Ray. Ray. Oh, wanted to feed Andrews. Stolen by Mendoza. Got behind everybody, and she's going to have an easy route to the bucket. Emma Maria Mendoza with the steal in the bucket. 8 points in the second half for her. As Andrews will bring it up. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. As Rowe. No. Han Keenan. Feed the rebound. Feed to Staggs in. Oh, she drives down the left lane. No, they're going to say Carly Ray forced her into travel. And we're just going to take a minute here for Cope to tie her shoe. Now we're ready to go. And Ray inbound to Ellie Andrews. Andrews will walk it up. Going to be met by Mendoza on the right wing. Ray. Ray. Oh, wanted to feed down low to Tan. She somehow feeds the loose ball. Her shot is no good, but they're going to say she got fouled. Was Grayson Tan going to go to the line? I believe so. Yeah, they're going to. Oh, Finley Han Keenan just picked up her fourth personal. And Grayson Tan will go to the line. Grayson, no points so far. We're going to have a line change for Natchez Valley after this free throw as Tan puts it in and out, no good. Amaryllis Mendoza, Emma Sloan, Madison Wilson, and Carson Denny all checking in. And two of these players not been on the court yet, so getting the full extent of the bench in for Natchez Valley as Ayla Bryant will also check in for College Place. And they're going to bring her in and spell Annie Watson. And now Niemeyer will check back in as well. And I think they're going to have, that's incorrect. So if Ton sinks this, she'll be spelled as well off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound lost out of bounds off Isla Bryant. And now Bertuk and Durand will check in for Ton. And Natchez Valley. Nope, that said that ball was not off Bryant. I beg your pardon. It's Bryant will inbound it. She'll feed to Durand in the corner. Swing around to Niemeyer. Down low to, ball ends up getting tipped on the deck. Denny will come down with a loose ball, feeding, I believe, Sloan. No, that's Sloan bringing it around, and Rowe will now play quarterback to Amaryllis Mendoza. So that'll be Mendoza from here on out. That was Sloan. Or was that Rowe? That is Rowe to Denny on the right wing. Denny wanting to drive in. Denny now dribbling to the top, feeds the ball directly to Charlie Anik, who then lost the ball off her own feet. We're going to have a kick. I believe they're going to say off Natchez Valley, so it'll still be Hawk basketball. So Ellie Andrews will take it out right at the head of the Natchez Valley bench. She'll feed in the backcourt to Durand. 2:20 to go in the game. Lady Hawks trail 58-21 to Bryant on the right wing. Bryant to Andrews at the top with Rowe on her. Launches a long three off the side of the rim. No good. I can't see who got the rebound. I think that was Amaryllis Mendoza. But she will bring it up. With Durand in pursuit, feeds to Sloan, then to Denny, wants to drive baseline. Oh, man, she got off a tough shot in the key and managed to hit it. The freshman now with 5 points. As Durand will bring it up, and Lady Hawks trailing 60-21 on the right wing to Amick. Denny wanted to go for the steal and said Amick's going to go in, try and hit from 15. Instead puts up an air ball that goes out of bounds. Nope, they're going to say last touch by Natchez Valley, so Bryant. We'll take it out baseline. With 18 on the shot clock. Fed down low to Emma Niemeyer. Was able to lay it up and in. Niemeyer brought to you by Ella Bryant. Making 60-23 as Mendoza, that's Amaryllis, will bring it up. Now pulls up at the top of the key. Now pulls back out. Now gives on the right wing to Sloan. Oh, that's Rowe. Rowe to Mendoza. Back to Rowe. Down to Denny. Kicks out to Sloan for a long two. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rowe comes up for the rebound, goes up and got fouled, I believe, by Ellie Andrews. No, they're saying that foul's on Bertuk and Durand. Don't see how. She wasn't near the play, but we'll go with it. As Emery Stoll will go to the line for two, and that call made by that ref who has a history of, let's say, making interesting calls. As Rowe, two dribbles, a spin, another dribble. With that taped up right hand, puts it off the back of the rim. No good. He's got tape and supporting your pinky, does Emery Rowe. Two dribbles, spin, dribble, dribble. Puts it up, swirls in and out. No good. And Niemeyer will chase down the rebound. Coming under 1:10 to go as Durand will walk it up. She'll feed to Niemeyer on the left wing. Oh, I mean, she had Bryant in the corner, but instead feeds to Ellie Andrews down the left lane. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Sloan will come down the rebound to Rowe, to Mendoza, who wants to bring it up quickly and then ends up tossing the ball off of Madison Wilson's foot. Turnover. I'm going to say that's due to Amaryllis Mendoza. That was her fault. She dribbled it right off of Wilson's foot. As Durand will feed in the left corner to Niemeyer. Niemeyer dribbling in, drives into the key. Nice scoop shot, no good. Gets her own rebound, then gets tied up for a jump ball. She got tied up by Madison Wilson, and it'll still be Lady Hawk basketball with 42 seconds to go on the game clock. Fresh 30, as Charlie Amick will take it out baseline. Amick to Durand. Durand to Ellie Andrews. Andrews to Charlie Amick. Amick in the right corner. Oh, Amick's got Bertukin at the top. No, can't take the three. To Niemeyer, fakes the three, drives baseline, instead feet to Bryant in the corner for three. That's an air ball. And Rowe will come down with a rebound. Shot clock is gone. 24 seconds on the game clock. Mendoza will walk it up. Nope, drive it. Nope, pull back out. A feet on the right wing to Rowe. Rowe in the corner to Sloan for three. Air ball. Rebound brought down by Mendoza. Spin around, turn around, spin shot is no good, and Sloan loses the ball out of bounds. 6.3 seconds to go. It'll be Lady Hawk basketball. So the Lady Hawks will fall to 2-1, 0-1 in league. Natchez Valley will be 3-0, 1-0 in league as Niemeyer wants to drive in, feeds to Andrews in the corner for three. At the buzzer, it ends up being no good, and that will do it. Natchez Valley leads from start to finish, and they dispatch your Lady Hawks 60-23 up here in Natchez Valley. Back with totals, and what's coming up next? You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in the Natchez Valley, and Lady Hawks coming in undefeated, meeting a Natchez Valley team that also was undefeated, looking for their first league win, and it was all Rangers, unfortunately. They prevail 60-23. Lady Hawks unable to overcome the press in the first quarter, falling behind 20-5, and the Rangers never really looked back after that. Here is your decidedly unofficial scoring summary. First for the host, Natchez Valley Lady Rangers, Emery Stowe with 2 points. Finley Han Keenan with 2 points. Carson Denny, freshman guard, coming off the bench with 5 points. Brooke Kopta and MK St. Martin, both with 9 points down low. Mia Staggs, 15 points. And Emma Maria Mendoza, sophomore point guard, leading all scorers on the court with 18 points. For the Lady Hawks, well, we spread things around a little bit more. We only had two scorers after one half of play. Ended up with five. We got Carly Ray with 2 points from the free throw line. Ayla Bryant with a bucket with 2 points. Bertukin Duran with 3 points. Emma Niemeyer with 7 points. And Charlie Amick leading all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 11 points. Coming up next, we're going to come back home on Friday. We're going to host the Wapato Wolves. That game is slated to start from the Hawks Nest at 5:45. To make sure to tune in for that, or better yet, come to the Hawks Nest and root the Lady Hawks on in person. But if you can't, then tune in to us at 5:45 on Friday. So once again, your final here from Natchez Valley. Lady Hawks fall to the Lady Rangers 60-23. Your next broadcast this Friday, 5:45 from home, hosting Wapato. But don't change that dial, as they say, because we've got the men coming up next. You've been listening to to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.